Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Re'eh, in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael that when they arrive in Eretz Yisrael, they must destroy the Avodah Zarah that they'll find there. They must tear down the altars of Avodah Zarah that they'll find there. They have to burn the Asherah trees that they'll find there, etc., etc. And they must also, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Ve'ibadtem es Shemam mina makom ahu, they must obliterate, they must erase the names of Avodah Zarah that they will find in that place in Eretz Canaan. And then, in the very next pasuk, in Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Dalid, the Torah says, Lo sa'asun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem. You may not do that to Hashem, your God. What exactly does that mean? What exactly may we not do to Hashem? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, gives three answers to this question. First, Rashi says that you're not allowed to do what the next pasuk says you may not do, bringing korbanos anywhere you like. Rather, once the Mishkan is settled, once the Mikdash is built, all korbanos must be brought in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash and nowhere else. Ki im el hamakom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem. You can only bring korbanos in the place that Hashem has chosen, in the settled Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Rashi's first explanation. Rashi's second explanation is that you may not do not what the next pasuk says, you may not do what the last pasuk says you may not do. You must destroy Avodah Zarah, but you may not destroy anything in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. Specifically, you may not remove a stone from the Mizbeach or a stone from the walls of the courtyard of the Azara that surround the Beis HaMikdash. In addition, Rashi says, based on the Gemara in Maseches Makos, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, that this pasuk is the source for the Isser to erase any name of Hashem. We must erase the name of Avodah Zarah, V'ibadtem es Shema min HaMakom Ahu, but lahavdil, lo sa'asun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem. And this halacha is brought by the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204 in the 6th parak of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. It's brought by Rav Yosef Karo, who died in 1575. In the Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea Simin Reish Ayin Vav, and it's a huge topic halachically. It raises many challenging questions. For example, can I erase Hashem's name in languages other than Lashon HaKodesh? Or can I erase Hashem's name from a computer or from a cell phone? And many, many other questions, which we won't go into now, but it's a major question. In any case, these are the first two answers of Rashi. And Rashi's third answer is a quote from Rabbi Yishmael in the Sifri, who says that the Isser from this pasuk cannot be destroying our own Mizbeach, because no one would ever think of doing that. Rather, Rabbi Yishmael says the Isser is as follows. Bnei Yisrael must destroy Avodah Zarah, and lo sa'asun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem, don't act in a way, don't do anything, don't sin in a way that would cause, chas v'shalom, our Mizbeach, our Beis HaMikdash, to be destroyed. Those are the three answers of Rashi. And the Sfas Emes, Rav Yehuda Aryeh Leib Alter, the Gera Rebbe, who died in 1905, says the following idea on the three answers of Rashi. It's found in the Sfas Emes on our Pasuk from the year Tafresh Mem Aleph, 5641, which was 1881. The Sfas Emes says that all of Rashi's answers are connected and they are interrelated. Rashi's first answer was that we must all bring our kabanos to the Beis HaMikdash or to the Mishkan. No more division, no more acting in a way of Ish Kol HaYasher Be'enav. No, we must be unified. We must be centralized. Everyone goes. Everyone focuses, everyone serves Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash together. It's an especially powerful message today, where we don't yet have a Beis HaMikdash, where people daven in different shuls. And God forbid this can become, a very divisive thing. I would never daven in that minion, or that minion is to this, or that minion is not enough of that. I would never daven with those people. God forbid, God forbid, God forbid. We must be unified, we must be united, we must remember we're all on the same team. But what happens when there is no cohesion? What happens when we're separated, God forbid? That's Rashi's second answer. A piece of the Mizbeach itself is destroyed. Hashem's name is, God forbid, erased. What kind of Kiddush Hashem is there when Bnei Yisrael, when Hashem's own nation, cannot get along? Hashem's own name is erased from this world, God forbid, when that happens. No one in the world would think of deliberately erasing Hashem's name, but chas v'chalila, many people do indeed act in a way which does far worse. It erases Hashem's name from this world, chalila. And when that happens, well, that's Rashi's third third answer in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Look at us today. Just a few days ago, after Tisha B'Av, here we are, and we still don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We still have not solved the problem of Sinas Chinam. We've acted, Chalila, in a way which has destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and we continue to act in a way which, unfortunately, has not convinced Hashem, so to speak, that we're worthy of having the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. God willing, we will learn from our mistakes and from our psukim to act together, to work together, to grow together, and to strengthen Hashem's name in the world, and not, chas v'shalom, the opposite. Have an amazing day, everyone!